And this is Friday. You know what that means? 800-905-0989 is the Ingalls Markets call-in line. 800-905-0989. It's also the text line. So I also try to do a better job in the last 40 minutes of show on Friday of following the text line as well and reading your comments if you can't call in. But all the topics of the week that was are back on the table. Texter writes in the comments, says retirement planning text line, I still remember one of my high school teachers saying ignorance is bliss. It may be bliss, Miss Nordone, but it's not an excuse. Another texter writes, here, why is Norman not wearing out the streets in Ori, Beaufort, Charleston area, spreading the truth of his career in politics as well as pointing out the lies being directed toward him? He does not need to hang around the upstate. He needs low country and coastal support enough to get him over. Texter writes, I am hoping that enough people are listening to you and others on the station and realize that not only is that woman not qualified, she is, pardon my expression, dumb as a box of rocks. Or smart as a fox, playing dumb as a box of rocks. Oh my, that rhymed. That was almost Seussian. Texter writes, Dara, we are approaching critical mass with the DNC, the DSA, that's the Democrat Socialists of America, and the Islamic insurrection in this country. I, for one, am arming up and preparing to defend our freedom. Well, I mean, that's good. You should always be prepared to defend your freedom, as the founders thought. But the best thing to do right now is the number five. You need to find five people, take them to the polls with you. Or send them to the polls if they're out on the coast. Who do you know? Think about it. I bet you know people. Anybody you can message who you know is a big Republican or conservative. Anybody you can. And if you're thinking, well, how do I prove all this? But just go on my Facebook page. Go on, you know, my Twitter feed. Just, you know, you can even get the article in the state newspaper that says who's funding the attacks on her behalf. It's the Democrats, folks. You know what really chafes me, too? We would never get away with this. Like, no, if we're like, hey, you know what? We're going to start funding conservatives running as Democrats in Democrat primaries, right? Because, you know, I'm going to vote for the conservative. I don't care what their party label is, right? That's the tack they're taking here with Darlene Graham. They know she's a Democrat. They know Annie Andrews isn't going to win now that Mark Lynch, you know, didn't defeat Lindsey Graham. So they're switching tacks. It's like, well, we'll get the most Democrat person we can find. That's Darlene Graham. That's why they spent $1 million on her. And folks, I'm here to tell you on the flip side, because I've been negative about her, but I want to be positive for a minute. We defeat this machine because we started defeating this machine in the last election, okay? When you look at the AG position, probably the most critical in the state. It is the launching pad for power. This same Graham machine tried to run David Pascoe in partnership with Dick Harpootlian. They did. This is why Henry McMaster, Pam Evett, Lindsey Graham, who was living then, Tim Scott, didn't say a thing about Pascoe being a Democrat. Didn't warn you. Trump had to do it on Truth Social with two posts. Why? They all have the same consultants. They're all in league. They work with the Democrats to give them power. They don't have to turn over. Democrats know that. In fact, I suspect the $1 million they're spending on Graham, trying to get her elected, is actually payback for the Republican, and I use Republican in air quotes, leadership allowing Jim Clyburn to keep the Democrat Senate seat, House seat, excuse me. In other words, I bet the backroom deal involves that seat. It's an incredibly valuable thing. You think the Democrats won't pay $1 million for it? $1 million to keep a congressional seat that the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional, violates the civil rights of Republican voters? You bet they'd pay $1 million for that. Don't be surprised if the deal wasn't, hey, we're going to ensure that Clyburn keeps that seat for the 2-year term, but you're going to turn around and pump $1 million into electing Darlene Graham. Do not be surprised by that, folks. I knew they were closing ranks when, again, Henry McMaster, Pam Evett, Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, all of those people were not screaming bloody murder about David Pascoe running for AG. A guy on video whooping people up to support Joe Biden and bragging about how he went, got his own money on a plane, flew to Ohio, went door to door for the Democrats in sub-zero weather. I think it was Ohio. I want to say it was Ohio. Don't quote me on that. But you heard the video. I mean, you heard the audio. I interviewed a guy. I was a Democrat. Yes, you still are. That's why Dick Harpootlian is running you and why the Republicans in this state are saying no. So this is their biggest attempted score ever. They can get a Democrat in a Senate seat with Republican votes. They can wreck this state. You know what comes next, don't you? We saw it in Alaska. Ranked choice voting comes next. Because Alaska's really red, really conservative place, right? So Lisa Murkowski gets appointed when her dad dies. Wait, have we seen this story before? And in order to hold her seat, being a Democrat, which she is, she votes with Democrats half the time as a Republican. What does she do? She introduces ranked choice voting. Do not be surprised if that's how they punish us after this. Because what? Who held a fundraiser for? Headlined it. Lisa Murkowski. Who, again, votes with Republicans around 50% of the time. She is the most liberal Republican senator, I put a Republican air quotes, in the entire Senate. Do not be surprised if they say, we're not putting up with this station. We're not putting up with the upstate. We're not putting up with these people getting uppity and rebelling against the idea of running Democrats openly in our primaries. So what we're going to do is we're going to change the voting in South Carolina to ensure these Democrats can continue to win under the Republican label, just as Murkowski does. Do not be surprised. However, we win this thing. We win the second election in a row because we defeated Pasco and we sent an AG from the upstate. They're scared. That's why they got pissy. That ivermectin bill that we would have been able to buy it over the counter had passed. That was Freedom Caucus all the way doing that. Davey Hyatt punished us here in the upstate by chunking that bill. It already passed. It just needed to be voted back to committee. He killed it. Why? It's punishment. So let me tell you what. She wins. The punishment's going to be brutal. They are not going to let us get this close again. They are not going to. I mean, folks, they had it all set up. All set up. I mean, Pam Evett was going to be the governor. She was going to appoint McDisaster Jr., so that he would be the lieutenant governor. Folks, they were going to have 16, 20 years of control. This place would be purple by then. And we kicked their butt. We didn't end the machine. And I told you that. But man, we took a hammer and struck a blow. This will end the machine. For all practical purposes, shattering it into 1,000 pieces. So this is about so much more than Darlene Graham, folks. But on the other hand, we win this seat. We show you can send a conservative to the Senate who has almost no funding from special interest groups or Democrats. He has no funding from Democrats. We show them we can do that. You are going to see an exceptionally well-behaved governor, legislative leaders, all of them. You know why? They're going to be scared to death. No more naming highways after Obama. No more resolutions honoring Kamala Harris for her amazing contributions to America on her book tour in South Carolina. No more, hey, we're not going to give anybody a break from the gas tax. In fact, we can probably start to get rid of the gas tax. That's what fear buys you. Fear of voters. They need to have it. Your choice. It could go either way here. But I'm here to tell you, in the next 6 years, if she wins, there will be a vote, one of critical significance to the future of the Republic, where it comes down to one vote, she's going to vote with that. I guarantee you. And I don't want to hear it when she does. I don't want to hear it from people who didn't go to the polls. So you go take 5 of your friends, family members, I don't care who they are, to go vote for Ralph Norman. That is what you need to do today. Voting closes at 5. No voting on Monday. And then the election is on Tuesday. You can vote on Tuesday as well.